From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. During the virtual special session last month, the Utah legislature created a commission to make policy recommendations to the governor on how the state should respond to the pandemic. But as KUER's Emily Means reports, not everyone has a seat at the table.
10 members sit on Utah's Public Health and Economic Emergency Commission. Most of them were appointed by the governor and other elected officials. But only one of them is a woman. None of them are people of color. Representative Angela Romero is one of six legislators with an ethnic and racial minority background. Romero says differing perspectives can lead to more comprehensive public policy. But she wants
to make sure that those individuals aren't being tokenized and they're actually being listened to.
Data from the Utah Department of Health show people of color make up almost half of its coronavirus cases. State Senator Dan Hemmert, the commission's co-chair, said during the special session they plan on making decisions with everyone in mind.
If the commission wasn't looking at minority populations, I think it wouldn't be doing its job.
Hemmert says when setting up the group, their focus had been on representing a wide range of industries. Emily Means, KUER News.
Utah has been in the orange or moderate phase of its pandemic response for 10 days now. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn said today that lifting some of the restrictions has gone pretty well so far.
We've maintained a plateau in our cases. We continue to have ample hospital capacity and stable testing numbers. This is a sign that people are taking our public health recommendations seriously.
Now, Dunn says this does not mean that the state will move to the yellow or low-risk phase anytime soon. As of today, Utah has had more than 6,300 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 68 people have died as a result of the disease, and more than 150,000 people have been tested. Dunn also announced a hotline for people who fall into high-risk categories, such as people who may need help getting meals and groceries. Taxable sales in both Summit and Paiute counties dropped by more than 30% in March compared to March of last year. The Utah State Tax Commission released the data today. These numbers also reveal the toll that the pandemic has taken on industries in the state like arts and entertainment and food and beverage. For the entertainment and recreation sector, March taxable sales fell by more than 50% year over year. As for restaurants, it dropped by about 26%. Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill today. It requires the governor to notify legislative leadership about executive orders at least 24 hours before he publicly announces them. This only applies to orders issued in response to an epidemic or pandemic. It does not apply if there's an imminent threat of loss of life, serious injury, or substantial property damage. The bill originally required 48 hours notice and did not make exceptions for serious injury or property damage, but the Senate changed it after negotiations with Herbert's office. 10 clients at the Midvale Resource Center have tested positive for COVID-19. The center provides services for people experiencing homelessness, and last week it tested 140 people. Officials there announced today that the cases occurred in 7 families. The people who tested positive, along with their relatives, have since been moved to a county-run quarantine facility. More than 50 staff members were also tested, and 3 of them came back positive. The center is not currently accepting new clients. The Utah State Board of Education has approved a waiver to allow an elementary school to hold classes just 4 days per week. The Deseret News reports that Boulder Elementary School in Garfield County will make the shift starting this fall. The Education Board unanimously voted to approve the waiver of a state rule requiring schools to conduct classes for at least 180 days and 990 hours per year. Education officials say that Boulder Elementary will add time to each day to meet the hourly requirement. Unemployment is on the rise across the nation. Noah Glick tells us that parts of the Mountain West seem to be doing a little better, so far, anyway.
At the end of last month, 14.7% of the American workforce was unemployed. And on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett said it could get much higher than that.
I think we'll climb up towards 20% by next month. You have to really go back to the Great Depression to see that.
Nevada is already facing that reality. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it almost reached 20% unemployment at the end of last month. Montana hovers around 15%. Meanwhile, Wyoming, Idaho, and Colorado are all under 10%. Service industries in the region have been the hardest hit, followed by retail and healthcare. The lowest unemployment rate in our region belongs to Utah at just above 6%. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
You're listening to KUBR News. I'm Roddy Nickpore.